It's almost a mother's duty to embarrass her children. For Mother's Day, commentator Christina Adams considers the cause of her own teenage humiliation her mother's favorite outfit.
For years, my petite blonde mother wore a hideous bra-high vest that buttoned up the back. It was her yard top, her garden garment, and she wore it from my suburban Virginia sandbox days through my teen years on an Appalachian farm. It was a soft blue, ending inches above the navel with a trim of white cotton eyelet. It had the look of the homemade, and as the years went by, what once passed for 60s chic became an annoying accessory to our back-to-the-land 70s poverty. I started to fuss about the blue thing when I was 14. "Why do you wear that?" I'd ask. "It's almost as old as me." She liked it, she'd say patiently, because she could feel the sun on her stomach and back. I could see her old white bra through the sides of the vest, and note the blue X's of thread stitching the buttons down the foreshortened back. I'd feel something akin to anger at that vest, and go inside to play records or moon in the mirror. Years after I'd left the farm for a larger, faster life, I asked her where the vest was. "Oh, I still wear it sometimes, not when you kids are around." "Why did you wear it so long? I always begged you to buy something new." She looked at me, still that calm, mild look. "Whatever money we had went to you kids' clothes. I'd rather have spent it on you than on me." I felt a thread of shame pull at me. How stupid I had been. "Besides, honey, nobody saw me out there anyway." Mom still works outside, despite an aching hip that slowed her down. But I wish I could see her again in that vest, in her 30s, with her freckled arms and the triad of moles on her bare stomach, more taut than mine is now. I wish I could hear the bees buzzing around her head as she bent over her glowing red beefsteak tomatoes. I don't see much cotton eyelet in my neighborhood, or women with tumbled locks and graying white shorts. I don't have a garment like the blue thing, nothing ugly enough to embody the long years of toil and consideration, nothing that clumsy or homemade because I never learned to sew, nothing beautiful enough to grace me like that vest did her.
Christina Adams lives and writes in Southern California.